Chapter 4. An Important Announcement. The ship's name was the Fram, and this means forward. It was the most beautiful sailing ship in the world. Special wood covered it to protect the ship from ice damage. The ship even had a generator to light up electric lamps. The Fram could accommodate sailors for up to 5 years, but I hoped to use it for much less time. We left on the 3rd of June 1910 with a big crew. The men thought we were on a simple scientific expedition. We had enough food for 2 years. We also had a hut and 97 dogs. These dogs were my secret weapons. They could guide us through the icy terrain straight to the South Pole. On the 6th of September 1912, the Fram arrived in Madeira, and we made a few minor repairs to the ship. The moment was right. I called all the men onto the deck. Then I said, "Men, I have got an important announcement for you." "What is it?" they cried. "We are sailing southward." "Very southward," I said. "We are sailing to Antarctica and going to the South Pole." The men stood with their mouths open. They thought I was crazy. "It's too dangerous," one of them said. "Nobody ever sailed there and lived to talk about it," another said. "That's right," I said. "But now you must ask yourselves, do you want to make history? Do you want to be the first men to see the South Pole?" The men applauded. We left Madeira for the Ross Ice Shelf. We sailed far and fast. Leon waited until October to make sure we were ahead. Then it was his turn to help. He sent Captain Scott a surprise telegram. It read, "To inform you, the Fram is moving in the direction of the Antarctic. Amundsen." Poor Captain Scott. He had no idea where we were, and he probably thought we were just beginning our voyage. He didn't think we were winning the race, and nearer to the South Pole every day. One of my sailors showed me a newspaper article by Sir Clements Markham of the London Times. "The Fram is a joke. Captain Scott will arrive at the South Pole long before Amundsen arrives, if Amundsen arrives at all. Amundsen is going to try to beat Scott, but that is impossible. Scott should not even let them land. But Scott is too generous for that. He will probably hold a welcome party for the foolish Norwegians." We laughed until our stomachs hurt. They thought we took a different route to confuse them, but all we did was sail south without telling anybody. But our laughter stopped when the sun went down. The temperature dropped and kept dropping. Winter was here. We arrived at a hostile area called the Barrier. This was an enormous area of mountains and valleys of ice. It was a very dangerous challenge for us, but we faced the brutal cold. The water in our throats turned to painful crystals, and it was almost impossible to breathe. We set up camp and built a one-man sauna. That way, each person could sit in it and warm up. We listened to records, played cards, and threw darts. We made the ice our home. We wanted to keep moving toward the pole, but the weather stopped us. "Let's continue," one of the men shouted. "We can't," I said. "We'll die of frostbite." Finally, a calm day arrived. We fed our 97 dogs seal meat, and then we tied them to sleds and sped across the snow. The dogs ran through a desert of white ice. Nothing could stop them. We got closer to the center of the Arctic plateau. Finally, we stopped to rest. "Don't get comfortable, men," I said. "We aren't there yet." The next morning, we took 6 men and 16 dogs and climbed the final glacier. The name of this mountain of ice was the Devil's Ballroom. We climbed and climbed the slippery ground. The air was thin and it was hard to breathe. The dogs howled. I couldn't understand why. But then I checked my compass. 90 degrees south. We were there. The year was 1912, and we were the first men alive to arrive at the South Pole, the most southern part of the globe. Even in that terrible cold, success tasted sweet. With trembling hands, I planted a Norwegian flag deep in the ground there. "This is now King Haakon the Seventh's plateau," I said happily. "Look, Mother, I reached the bottom of the world."